Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hand,
remembering God's favor.
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
We've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference,
there'll
always be something. You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be. So why don't you give love?
We're friends.
We're God's love.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lend a hand.
Remembering God's favor.
We're your
friends.
We're friends.
We're your neighbors.
We got your neighbors.
That's true, too.
And I'm their friend, too.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is.
In my world, all of them are my friends.
I wish everybody thought like you, baby. That's right. Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me, pat your feet if you want to, because it's a celebration. God's love, Muslim love.
I cut one off and the other one comes on. Now we have a problem. I hope that, I don't know what's going on here, but one wants to come on and let's see if I can. Because, yeah, I don't know what's going on. But, okay, look, you're ready to go off. What is the music here? I mean, I'm going to use my phone. I have a new computer here that's really not much assistance to me at all. My computer has been messed up by it working a bit. I'll have to get used to it. So I'm not going to deal with it. I'm going to try to use the phone. Thank you for joining me. For getting to the come in today, and we will go on with the show now.
You know, it seems like
the title of the show today is Speaking to the African American People. If Black Lives Matter, why are blacks killing more blacks
presence.
Day by day.
To give love.
Yes,
and not hate.
With the times now. Coming in with the times we're in, what's going on today. So, Imam Shaheen Shabbat will have a beautiful discussion. Please join us. Join us. Have questions ready. Have comments ready. This is your show. Let us know that it's your show. Now join in with us as we bring it to you today. And now, let me read the summary here for you. And then we'll go on in the show. I live with the heavens on this day long. Well, I don't know why this song won't stop playing now. And I have the phone, I don't know how to get off. I try to cut it off, and it comes right back on again. So.
Daddy.
Yes, baby.
The way that I used to get it off is not working today. It's ridiculous. Okay, I don't know what's happening here with this audio thing. When I cut one off, the other one got a little bit crazy. So I'm just going to listen to that music and see if we can talk over it. It's getting a little good. My apologies for the difference. We're trying to have a show, and the show goes on, and it's solid. And now again, the summary is,
it seems like
speaking to the African-American people, the Black Lives Matter, why are blacks killing more blacks day by day? I will, with the help of Almighty God Allah, tell you guys, over 400 years ago, black men were shackled by the hands and feet. Today, those shackles were taken off the hands and feet and put on their heads. So understand, Black America. America has no intention. So, we have, I don't seem to be able to control it with my phone anyway.
Yes, baby.
We have lots of neighbors.
That's true.
And some of them are our friends.
That's
well,
true.
It seems that we're going to just, wait, it should be going off now.
Imam
Shabbat, Imam Shaheed Shabbat.
God is our friend.
Yes, he is.
Imam Shaheed Shabbat. Everything's happening. Everything.
That's right. Now, what I want you to do is clap your hands for me.
Assalamualaikum.
Your feet if you want them.
Assalamualaikum Shalom.
I don't know what's happening here. I can't seem to get the music off today. When I cut one off, the other one comes on, and I own the phone. I'm trying to use the phone. And so, I was trying to wait for it to play through. But you can try to talk over it. And go ahead at this point. I have read the summary to them.
I'm
trying to do where I put this letter off.
As God has given something
to them. Let's move on. We should be off in a minute, but if you want, just go ahead. At this point, I'll just go ahead, I think.
Love and friendship amongst family.
Salaam alaikum.
Friends in all corners and walks of life.
Alaikum as-salam.
We're friendly neighbors. And we know that only God can save us.
Do you want to wait until they go off? Or just go ahead and start talking?
No time for talk.
Well, you know, it's kind of difficult with the situation like it is. And, you know, it's difficult for me to even understand. And, I mean, we appreciate it. Okay.
I will leave the guest waiting any longer. Just apologize. Let them know that we are having technical difficulties.
No time.
It seems to be in my head.
To give love.
To give love.
We must be comfortable in the studio.
And if we could just embrace our difference. You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be. So why don't you give love?
We're patient for a long time now. And I'm not in the studio. I don't know what's going on. And why this is happening like this. That's all control from the studio.
Daddy.
Yes, baby.
We have lots of
I have a little button that I push to push it off.
True.
When I push it off, the other one comes on.
That's true, too.
So it's really strange what's happening today.
And I'm different, too.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is.
In my world, all of them are my friends.
How much everybody thought like you, baby. That's right. Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me. Pat your feet if you want them. Because it's a celebration. God's love. Muslim love. Muslim love.
Hey, Mary Shabazz, you want to get one start now?
You know, it's going to be hard for the people to understand what I'm saying. With that background music, I mean, I can, but I think it's an injustice to the people. I pray for this program. They ain't giving me anything. And I think that they should give the program to the people clear, just like they give any other body that they got out of New York. Clear. The people should be able to hear the show clear.
We're friendly neighbors. We know that only God can save us.
And I don't like to talk to people.
There are programs where people do talk about the music. The music is low, and they talk about it. And the music is not that loud. So rather than holding it any longer, you have a strong, loud voice. I just thought that you might be able to talk about that now and form the show.
Well, excuse me, I'm a little hoarse. But anyway, I'm talking right now. The music's still there.
I know, but
the music is still on.
Oh, the music going. That's the way they put them. And you can still hear the people because the music is loud and the people talking. And your voice is a loud, strong voice. I don't think it's going to interfere that much.
And we won't change. No,
you know, people will be able to tell me definitely after this show. We don't have that much time on the show, no way. Because it's all for a while. But anyway, people. I apologize for having to even have to talk to you with this type of distraction. But what I was talking about was got all of these signs all around the country, even with white people, that says Black Lives Matter. And other people too, of other races. And why are they saying Black Lives Matter? Because what, since Donald Trump's been the president, you've had more the green light to go ahead and kill more black people. And you've had a resurgence of black people being killed since he's been in the presidency. And Donald Trump said he's going to bring America strong again. And he brought it out and said, in essence, really, we're going to make America white again, where it's going to be for white people, and it ain't going to be for other people, and black people going to be our slaves again. And this is what we were talking about. But like I said, it's hard for me to really focus and concentrate on trying to reach you with this disturbance in the background. But anyway, the only way black people are going to come out of, this ill treatment that Donald Trump has got the government not only taking black people through, but all people through with this stimulus and not helping people, people have got to turn back to Almighty God, Allah. They've got to turn back to Almighty God, Allah, and they got to recognize that Donald Trump is not God. And they got to recognize that if they want the government to work for them, to help them better their lives, they have got to change their lives. See, the government, look at all the money that the rich people had when the President Obama became the president. You had billionaires voting, putting up money against him. And all politics is about is money and power. But it shows you that there's a higher power over the government power, and that power is Allah, the God, the Creator. And so Allah put it in the hearts of all the people in this country, the majority of them, to vote for President Obama, and he won the presidency not only one time, but two times. Ain't nothing different now. If people want to get Donald Trump out of the presidency, people are going to have to come together and realize that this man is not just, he don't just have a hatred for black people. This man have a hatred for human beings. And we have to understand this. And as far as black lives matters, if black people's lives matter so much, like the sister said earlier, why do black people kill each other more than any other race in this country day by day? Day by day. I work out there in the street. I'm a Muslim social worker. I be working out there where they be killing blacks. I mean, every day, 2-3 times a day. You do not hear white people killing black people like that under no circumstances around this country. So that's hypocrisy to me for black people that want to try to tell you what white people are doing to people like that Floyd guy they kill and others, Trayvon Martin and all the rest. Well, what are black people doing to try to stop, this killing of them by other races, the white race in particular, the government in particular? Nothing. Only thing black people are doing is helping the government, helping them to destroy themselves by following what the government say is right and rejecting what Almighty God, Allah say, no, they're accepting what the government say is right, which is wrong, and Almighty God the Creator, they won't accept His truth, the majority of people in this country. They don't want to hear about God, the real God, like Muhammad Ali said. Not no white God in no white Bible, or in no Bible, not no black God either. Ain't no black God, ain't no white God. It ain't but one God, one Creator, and this Creator is unseen. He's spiritual. So black people, I wanted to share this with you. In my talk, I was saying that over 400 years ago, back in slavery, when our black people was enslavement, enslaved by the white people treated them like animals. And in fact, they even said that black people were three-fifths of a human being. You can't be three-fifths of a human being. Either you're a human being or you're not a human being. See? So what they were really saying is black people are not human, they are animals. And this is why black America act like animals. Black people of America, most of them, they act worse than animals. They act like animals. And most of them refuse to change, their ways from animalistic ways to human ways. What do human ways mean? Human, Allah say, he created the human being. This goes for blacks and everybody. He said he created the human being. But he said the human being didn't become a living soul until he put some of his spirit in the human heart. So if we come back, and what if you remember, give you intelligence, is your heart. Your intelligence comes from the heart. Your thinking comes from the heart. This is why Allah said he would never change the condition of people until they first change what's in their heart. Everything you see happening, what Donald Trump doing and others too, Allah say that it's coming from their heart. He say actions are but by intention, meaning that whatever actions you're doing is coming from the intention in your heart. That's what you desire to do in your heart. So black people, I'm not showing day by day, they're not showing other people that they have self-respect. Black people of America don't have no respect for themselves and each other. They kill each other, they rape their children, they're doing all kinds of ungodly things. And most important of all, they're just killing each other off for the hell of it. And black people, you know, you have to train animals. And once you train an animal for so long, you don't have to keep training that animal. It'll be locked in that animal's nature. It'll just do what you trained it to do. That's how black people are. They've been trained over 400 years, so the white man don't have to kill them and tell them to kill each other. It's already in their DNA, in their blood, in their their melanin, in their thinking, to kill each other. And it's also in black people's blood. They have inherited it from slavery to trust white people, even in their wrong, and to distrust a black leader, even if he's right. And not only to trust white people, they were taught to trust the house Negroes, like that that Judge Thompson we got up there. He's one of the black judges. He's black on the outside, black as an ace of spades, but white as a white sheep on the in his thinking, meaning he think white, hating blacks, hate his own people. You see? So this is why black America is doing so bad. You know, because until you learn to respect who Allah made you, created you, other people will not, Allah won't allow other people to respect you. Because when you disrespect yourself, you disrespect Allah in you. And Allah will not allow other human beings to respect you. So don't blame Donald Trump, black people, for your condition. Blame yourself. And only the only way you can get an animal to change, that animal has to be retaught. So by black people being animals, from animal slave teaching, miseducation, that have taught them that they are animals, they got to be re-educated with the correct knowledge to teach them who the Creator created them, which is spiritual knowledge and understanding. And this is the only way you will get freedom, black people in America, and this is the only way you will get justice. You must come back to the remembrance of who created you. As the sister says sometimes, who created you, who you are, and who you are. The only way you're going to know who you are, you got to know whose you are. And whose are you? You are Allah's. Everything belongs to Allah. And everything in creation worked every day to do Allah's will. The sun is shining right now because Allah says shine. We had an earthquake down here. They say we hadn't had an earthquake like this in 100 years. And I was in the bed and looked like somebody had broke. See, I thought somebody had broken the house and was shaking the bed, trying to get me or something. The whole bed just kicked up and shifted. That was an earthquake. So you got things happening now that Allah is showing the whole world that He ain't just dealing with no individual people in the world. He's dealing with the whole world, letting the whole world know this is their final opportunity to turn around. He's letting the government, evil governments of the world know that you might be trying to kill off your people, call it population control, whatever you want. He's letting them know you might be trying to do that, but you're not going to be successful. But he's also letting the population of people know in all the world, all around the world, know I'm not going to change y'all condition until y'all change y'all heart. Stop all of this sinning y'all doing. It's horrific. I mean, horrible sins people committing around the world right now. The co-host on the show said it was one place over in somewhere. Well, no, say the governments of the world, start with America. They all work together. They call it the United Nations. Say they got a group of rich people where they are stealing babies, children, and they're making them into little homosexual lesbian, and a lot of them, they cut them up, eating their flesh, and just satanic. And this ain't nothing new. Back during the time of Prophet Muhammad, special prayers and blessings be upon him by Allah. They was burying little bitty baby girls alive. And during the time of Prophet Moses, every male child that was born, they killed that child and they saved the females. And we think we going through something new. No, this ain't nothing new. But what we need to change it to make the world back right, we need a new thinking. We need a new knowledge. We need a new mind. We need a new psychology. And that mind, that psychology, that intelligence can only come from the all-wise, the all-knowing. And we need the power to change. And only that power can come from the all-powerful Allah, the Creator. So, you know, I thank Allah that we... I thought he would intervene and bless us to get in and be able to talk a little bit. So I want you all to think on that, and I'm going to briefly stop and see if the call's got a comment or anybody got a comment.
You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of the Imam Shaheed Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. And yes, we have a rough time coming on. Sometimes we have these days. They're just tests and challenges. And we have to learn patience and just continue on doing what we're supposed to do. And Allah will make things out for us. So as we can see, we're blessed to have Allah to work us, bring us or have us come on despite what we've been through in trying to get on today. We're on. And that's the most important thing. Imam Shaheed,
that's right.
About it with a beautiful, beautiful discussion today. And I'm quite sure it's touching your heart as it's touching mine and giving us something to think about. Yes, unfortunately, we are killing each other and want to accuse others of killing us, but we have to look at what we are doing, not what others are doing. And when people see you love yourself and treat yourself good, they have an inclination to love you and treat you good, do good. And I do believe that a lot of this killing from others, even from the police, would stop if we would stop killing ourselves and show our love for ourselves and show ourselves helping one another, teaching one another, working with one another to make each other have a good life, the best life, and to bring the good out of each other. If we would do that, be the example, I think everybody that's a follower, we would have the, we wouldn't have the crime that we have, even from the police killing us. If they saw us really caring for ourselves and loving us like we should, they would have that respect and desire to do the same likewise, out of respect for our love for ourselves. But we don't love ourselves when we do each other wrong. We talk about each other. We keep something going all the time with each other, something negative. We don't find good comments. We can always find something bad to try to talk about. When others see you like that, they don't want to be a part of you, and they don't want to be good, help you in any way. They just want to... you to go on your way, leave them alone, and they leave you alone. So people, if you want others to treat you right, if you want to be a part of this human world, this life of career of the human family, then we need to act like we are part of the human family and stop acting like we are other than humans. I'm not going to say that we act like we're animals because we act worse than animals. So I can't even say that. The animals don't act as bad as we do. But we need to get ourselves together. We need to look at what we are doing to ourselves and stop pointing the fingers at others. Until you treat yourself better, nobody else is going to treat you better. And that's what we have to look at. People have to love one another. We try to help the little, that brother or sister that you see that don't have what you have, that's not living as good as you're living. See what you can do to help them to find their way, to find the best in them, what they can do to contribute their best to society also and live a better life. That's what you're supposed to do. Help each other discover their talents. Discover what's good in them and work with that field of that knowledge. And then you help one another and then they reach out and help someone else. This is what the other races are doing. You don't hear of other races killing each other off like you hear of African Americans. You don't hear them killing each other up like that. People, we must love one another. Okay? Let's stop the killing and start loving each other more, helping each other more. And I think it's getting better. I can see we're gradually, we've seen things coming around. And I think a lot of this is because of the coronavirus. It's keeping us in, away from each other, and it's making us think. But I believe we're doing more praying than a lot of us are. So therefore, return to us. Our Creator, the Almighty God alone, return to us, God, more. And we're coming out when we show more care and concern for each other with the coronavirus going around. You can see the difference now. And sometimes it takes something like that to wake the people up. Bring about the love. Stop the killing. And now, Imam Shahid Shabal, before that, if there is anyone who has a question, a comment, I'm going to give you a chance. I only see two numbers up here today, though, so I'll try and see if either of you would like to ask a question or have a comment. One moment. Could you give me your name and tell me where you're calling from? Okay, if there's no question or answer, and you can continue to, no question or comment, you can continue to listen in. Thank you. All right, let's try the other number. Could you give me your name and tell me where you're calling from? Mom, Sarah? Okay, thank you both. Thank you very much for listening in today, and enjoy the show. If there are any comments that you have to make, any questions you have to ask, just let us know when I hit that number. When I ask you, just come on and let us know. We can hear you if you just speak out and let us know what it is that's on your mind that you would like to say. And now I'm going to give you again email Shahid Shabazz.
Thank you. Those two numbers were people I had to keep calling to keep them inspired to keep trying to come on the show. So I thank Allah that he did let them, you know, come back on the show and let me come back on the show and let you get the show back on. And like I said and like you said earlier, I was a little impatient with you in relating to some of the people. I'm just an honest and truthful man. I can admit when I'm incorrect, but I have to learn patience too, because everything does happen by the permission and the knowledge of Allah. So I was saying to Brother Larry, if we want to do something and Allah don't want us to do it, we can't do it. It ain't the person's fault if it's just the fact that we ain't got no power to do nothing unless Allah let us do something. Good or bad. If I want to do something good, if Allah don't want me to do it, I can't do it. If I want to do something bad, and he done that many times in my life, and I tried to do it, I couldn't do it. You didn't wake yourself up this morning. Allah, I shared with beautiful sister of the soul today. Allah say, you know, he controls life and death. Allah say he can let us lay down, put us to sleep, and we be a true believer in Allah. And Allah said he can let us wake up, put his life spirit in us, and rise us up to life again, and we'd be a disbeliever. So that's how quick, people, that we can change from good from good to bad. And I want you to understand that Allah, the creator of all people, the God of all people, he say he created the human being from a drop of sperm, from a clot of leech like blood, and then put bones on the flesh, called the bone with flesh. He go through how he made our body. In the Quran, the Holy Quran, the only book, perfect book of guidance for all human beings, spiritual guidance. And then Allah said, after he did all this, he said he yet created another creature out of that body. Now, I want you to tell me what creature, like the sister said, Allah said human beings, when they disobey him, they act worse than animals. Now Allah said that other creature he created out of us, out of that animal body that came out of our mother's womb, was when he put his spirit in us and we became living souls. It's your soul. So people have lost their souls because of trying to find pleasure. It ain't McDonald's truck fault. Most people are trying to find pleasure and satisfaction in material things. That's why the governments are able to keep them in slavery. If they was trying to find pleasure in the good pleasure of their creator, trying to please their creator, then the government could harm them. You know why? Study history, because the creator would protect them from the government. It's evil. But Allah not going to protect black lives and no other kind of lies, so-called white, Chinese, none of the lies. There's no people in the world. And to those people, again, I say, change your heart. Change your ways. Change your intentions from desiring carnal and lustful things of this world, evil world. And bring your heart back to desiring the good. You see, that Allah, the good that your creator Allah put in you, it's in you. And everybody know when they do good and they know when they do bad. And actions certainly don't lie. So if you say you believe in Allah, the creator, and you live in evil all the time, why, you perpetrating the fraud. People can see you telling a lie. You're a hypocrite. Allah say you can't only obey him in word, but you have to have your actions to confirm your faith. So all the peoples can see your faith and benefit from your faith, and not just you. Allah also show you, like one brother said, like Donald Trump. He say, people like Donald Trump, we need people like that, Allah, to put in positions like that. Why? In putting him in that position, Allah is showing the whole world of people how they should not be. Yeah, he's showing you, you should not be like this man. Before Donald Trump, most people became the president. People, when Obama was in there, they was everything was hunky-dory. They wanted everything was good, and everybody was so-called loving each other. And when Obama didn't do certain things, that they wanted to try to act like that man was God. And so when the man showed him he wasn't God, then they turned against him. So Allah said, okay, you turn against a good man, because Barak means blessed in Arabic. They turned against a man that was blessed by Allah to help them. Then if you turn against me and I'm trying to help you, then that means that you're going to turn away from the goodness of Allah in me, and you're going to go to the bad. It's similar to that. If you turn away from the good, what's left? Bad. You turn away from the good, what's left? Evil. You can't be evil and good at the same time. They cannot not occupy your life at the same time, just like the salt water in the sea and the sweet water in the sea. They come together, but they don't merge. They can't go into each other. That's the power of Allah, showing you that you can't mix good and evil together. Right and wrong, they don't mix. They come together, we together. Even like you can marry or go with somebody. One of you be good, truly in the heart, and one of you be bad. That relationship ain't going to work because y'all ain't rightly mixed. Y'all ain't mixed together. Oh, there, some people call it equally yoke, but I say y'all ain't mixed together. Y'all mixed, y'all ain't the same. Y'all ain't got two spiritual people. Y'all got one spiritual person, and y'all got one evil person, and that relationship is not going to work. Only good is for good, and evil is for evil. And Allah say the end of evil is evil. And Allah say the end of good is good. So don't look at Donald Trump. Don't look at the government. They ain't got no power. Look at yourself. The greatest enemy that you got, especially black America, more than any other race, the greatest enemy you got is yourself. And then as far as a race is concerned, the greatest enemy of the black African-American race is the black African-Americans themselves. And why? They turn away from the one who brought them through slavery. They turn away from the one that Malcolm X gave his life for, that Martin Luther King Jr. gave his life for, that Imam Wahbuddin Muhammad gave his life for, that Elijah Muhammad gave his life for, Rosa Parks gave her life for, Harriet Tubman gave her life for. Huh? Sojourner Truth gave her life for, Coretta Scott King gave her life for. Huh? And many, many more. I'm giving my life too to try to help save African Americans, and been blessed to do this around this country, especially in North Carolina and Virginia, for going on 47 years at the end of this year. And they tried to kill me in all kinds of ways. Black African Americans, not whites. Black African Americans. Because we were trained in slavery to hate each other. And I'm going to tell you why, how this killing got started, because we probably ain't got but a few minutes. There's a movie out called The Django. And it shows you how they got wrestling and boxing got started. It got started from evil. They used to take two black men and put them in a ring, and all these white families would get around. It's called pick a nigger. That's where picnic come from. Pick a nigger. Pick a nigger, we gonna hang. And they would pick a nigger, as they call us, black niggers. And they would have the two black men to fight until they are bloody. And then they won't have them to stop. They said, keep going, nigga. And they have one black man to tear off the other black man's arm, to tear off the other black man's leg, to put his eyes out, This is how wrestling and boxing started. They would have two black men to get in the ring and box and beat each other, not to one knocked out until one killed the other one. You got to know this history of why you're killing yourself. You've been trained like a dog. You've been trained like a horse or a mule or any animal to kill yourself. And as I said, when you train animals, animals follow their training. And unless you retrain them, they're going to continue to follow the way they were trained. And black people of America, you've been trained to be, as the sisters say, worse than animals. It's the certain things in the nature of animals they just won't do. But African-American people are not only doing things more horrific or horrible than killing themselves as animals. You know, they are even, you got African-Americans now killing, this is horrible, killing their mothers, killing their fathers, killing their children. And I can remember my 60 years ago, black America didn't do that. But all of a sudden it came about. And you know when it came about? Integration in the 60s. What is integration am I talking about? Integrating the goodness that black people were showing each other. They had black cities all around this country called Black Wall Street. Black people realized white people hated us, so we knew in order to survive, we had to love ourselves. And you think that's been changed? No. So they integrated us so we wouldn't love each other. And then they tore down our communities that we had built, whole cities. I understand California, as big as it is, it was the governor was a black man. They killed him off. But the only way they was able to kill all blacks and separate us from the love and unity we had for each other 60 years ago was divide and conquer. What was the divide? The divide was integration. When we were separated and with ourselves and helping each other, we was all right. We were making progress. But when them
When them
crackers and evil devils integrated us, they integrated us into the thinking of self-hatred. So we would say there is no God but Allah. We would say, people, your only hope is to turn back your heart. Give your heart back to the pleasing your Creator. Ask your Creator to help you through not only this virus, but ask your Creator to help you through the remainder of your life, which is very short. And the earthquake was a sign that the Creator is on his way very fast, as me and the brother said this morning. So you don't have much time to wait, African-American or people, to turn back to your godly ways that you was created with when the Creator created you first. I mean. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.
Walaikum Aslam. You have listened to the broadcast of Imam Shahid Shahbaz, the reality of the Creator. Well, thanks for joining us and join us again next Sunday, the same time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please invite a guest. Let us know. Have them join also. Have a great day.
You as well. Walaikum.